You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by HuntStand. HuntStand is the number one hunting app in the country, and at only $29.99, HuntStand offers a ton of functionality for hunters all over the country. Whether you own your own property or strictly hunt public, you can choose from over a dozen base maps, view property ownership information, 3D mapping, local weather, log your sightings and harvest, as well as use their trail cam management software, and print maps from your hunt areas. Download it today at the Apple App Store or Google Play. HuntStand. Upgrade your arsenal.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast with your hosts, Nate Thomas and Micah Winstead.
Look at that. You're not worthless.
I felt like that was 100 times better than any time you have ever done it.
I'll let you start doing it.
Okay, you got it.
You are finally not worthless. You have purpose.
You know, like how Woods and Water, they get like a guy to intro. Like they always got the same saying, welcome to the Wired to Hunt podcast, brought to you by whatever. Mm-hmm. We need to get a guy like that with like a good solid voice, you know.
Do we? So we need to get freaking Walt Disney with Duckhorn.
Yes, I guarantee you he'd do it for us.
Walt would do that for us. Well, he's a good guy.
Yeah. So
this is Walt Disney.
However he says it.
Yeah. Welcome. We need to give Walt a call.
Yeah.
Walt, give us a call if you're listening to us. Which, let's be honest, no one's listening to us.
Well, not now.
But so we are aware that we are smack dab in the middle of. Actually, when is this
going to fall?
This show's going to come out. I'll just tell you.
Let's see. It'll be the week after.
This show's going to come out November 23rd.
That'll be the week after, right?
Actually, the day after rifle season ends, show will come out.
So hopefully everybody had success. Everybody was safe. Nobody got shot. That'd be bad. But
man, you're really coming with it today. So we realize, you know, it's deer season.
Right.
But we had some pretty monumental things happen this year.
We did.
That's why we just had an elk episode a few episodes ago.
Yep.
And today's show, we actually are talking with the first female to ever harvest a bear in the state of Missouri. Yeah. And I think she said she's the seventh overall.
Yeah, seventh person to harvest a bear legally in Missouri.
Kelsey Wyckoff of Nevada was able to take down a black bear, a pretty large boar.
Yeah.
And we have her on to kind of just talk about like
how to hunt and everything that they did to prepare for it. And I mean, they had to put in a lot of work and a lot of time. So, because like we talk about in the episode, you can't bait in Missouri for bear. So,
how the hell do you freaking.
Right. How?
You just start like walking around aimlessly.
Yeah. And so we kind of just go over what they did, and she obviously had success with it. So,
it was a really good show because we've never hunted bears.
Right.
You know, I know we've had bear tags when we were hunting elk, but it's not like we specifically set out.
Yeah. We buy them for, if I walk down a trail and I see one, I can shoot it, but I'm not going after a bear.
Right.
Not that I don't want to someday, but it's not, oh my God, I want to go bear hunting yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So, anyway, she does a great job. She was a little nervous, but I don't see why. She did great.
She did fine.
We have a sponsor for today's show, Cutty Back Digital.
Yep.
Cutty Back Trail Cameras, makers of the Cutty Link system.
Yeah.
See, I could just be that guy.
You don't got the voice for it.
What are you saying? Hold on. What are you saying?
Yeah. I don't have the voice for it.
I don't have an announcer's voice.
No.
Well, hold on. Why do I definitely not have the voice for it?
I don't know. You just don't sound very manly to me. I
mean, I'm going to punch you.
I mean, I'm just being honest with you, man.
I hate you.
Just being honest.
Well, you should try not being honest sometime. Your honesty comes across as kind of a dickhead.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm not changing for you, bud.
That's good. All right. Where we're at?
Cutty Back Digital. brought to you by Cuddy Back, the Cuddy Link system.
Makers of the Cuddy Link system. You can use our code MOWW21 to save
10%.
That'd be 20%. Be really badass.
Yeah.
10% on your order.
Yep.
So
we love them. We use them. I just checked my camera. They actually just sent me pictures of a bunch of raccoons. So
you got fat raccoons.
I got some fat raccoons at my place. I need to start popping them.
Yeah, I actually switched out my camera or my batteries on my home camera battery pack.
Did you just do the battery pack?
Yeah.
See, I need to find out. Like, did we ever? I never found out.
I did.
Does it draw just from the battery pack and then your camera?
Yes.
So I should be good then, because mine's doing.
So like,
same.
Once your battery pack goes dead,
then you still.
Which mine actually never went dead. It was just low.
Right. That's what mine's saying.
Yeah.
In my, you know, you get a report every month or every day, and it tells you whatever.
And I didn't even like unplug my pack.
You just
because I was talking to our contact there, Dan, who's awesome to deal with.
Like he's the one that,
and he's all over the Cuddy Back forums, and like he takes care of people. And he was like, well, if you don't really care about your battery days resetting, because on your report it'll say how many days your batteries.
Right.
He's like, just replace the batteries and it'll just show okay again. And I said, like, yeah, I don't care about that number.
Oh.
So mine lasted, I set them out like mid to late June, and I just replaced the batteries last week. So,
and that was
4.5 months.
Well, and that's just your home camera. And
right.
That's just the external pack.
And that's
so
the
you
one.
Probably still had at least another month in the thing, I would assume.
I used it on low for 3 or 4 weeks. Well, 3 weeks before I changed it.
Yeah, so you still had you,
and that's
maybe could have made it through the season. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. And that's the home camera, which uses more power because it's the one that is sending everything out.
Yeah, it's the one doing all the
to
work.
The cell plan or whatever.
Right. Gotcha.
So
well, cool.
It, yeah, I'm happy with that. And the only never mind. I won't gripe.
Yeah, we'll gripe on the next one.
We'll gripe on the next one. Actually, not the next one, but
it'll be the one that you already listened to.
Yeah.
How was
okay.
That's a mind twister for you.
God damn, dude. All right. Enjoy today's show with Kelsey Wyckoff, first female black bear.
Killer.
Are you gonna do the?
This is the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast.
Man, I'm gonna start being lazy. You got them both from now on.
Done.
All right. Enjoy the show. Okay, with us tonight, we've got our friend Kelsey Wyckoff from Nevada, Missouri. Kelsey, how's it going?
It's going good.
You want to do the we're excited thing this time instead of
no,
me?
No, I like how you do it.
Okay.
Everybody expects it.
Kelsey, every time we have a show, I say I'm excited for this show. So this is no different. I'm excited for this show. Kelsey is the, one of the first people that drew a bear tag in the state of Missouri this year. This is our inaugural bear hunting season.
Yep.
In the state of Missouri. And Kelsey is the not the first person, but the first female to take a black bear in Missouri. And what were you? Do you remember what number you were overall?
I think I was 7.
Okay, I know.
Number 7.
What was it, 12 the first?
12, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. So
did you do it with I might be jumping the gun a little bit, but did you get it with a gun, or did you use your bow?
Yeah, rifle.
Rifle. Okay.
Yeah, you jumped about an hour, so good job.
No,
way to
right.
ruin it.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Anyways, before we get into today's show, because we got a lot of cool things that we're going to be talking about, introduce yourself to everybody. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and you were born and raised in Missouri, so what is your favorite thing about the outdoors here?
Sure. So, my name is Kelsey Wyckoff. I grew up in Hume, Missouri. I'm 24 years old. I currently work as a staff accountant, and I'm working on my MBA. I enjoy being outdoors, doing arts and crafts, cooking, and traveling. And I'll be getting married the 27th of this month. And my favorite thing about Missouri outdoors is that you can do everything here. And I definitely enjoy waterfowl hunting and turkey hunting.
Awesome. So what would you say your favorite thing to hunt in this state is, maybe other than bear now? I don't know. Turkey?
Turkey.
You're a turkey hunter. All right.
You're a better person than me.
We try to be turkey hunters, but
yeah,
we're not good.
It's very frustrating, but I love it.
Yeah. My son, the first time he ever went turkey hunting with me this last year, came the closest that I've even ever came to killing a beautiful tom, and didn't quite get it done. But okay, so when Missouri announced that they were going to have a bear season, did you know you wanted to put in for the drawing, or how did you decide that you were going to put in for it?
Well, originally, my fiance told me about the bear and elk draw and was like, hey, do you want me to enter you? I was like, heck no, I'm not gonna win anything. Don't even waste your money. And of course it was only $10, but that's what I said.
Yeah.
Anyways, he put me in anyways. He put me, himself, and his dad in. And then they drew on July 1st, I think. And then he called me immediately when he saw that I got the tag, and he was super excited, and I got pumped up, ready to go. It was awesome.
So you found out online before you got a call from like MDC or anything?
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because like with the elk tags, we find that if you do draw an elk tag, they call you specifically.
Yeah.
Is what we've
noticed.
One of
the five people.
But it's five people. And what they have,
50.
I thought it was 500 tags total.
It was 400 tags total.
400.
Both of us were wrong. High five.
Well, I was
if it was Price is Right rules, I won, though, because I was under.
Whatever.
Why did I think 50? Anyway.
You're dumb.
That's true. So honestly, like, say that again?
I think it was 50 in zone 3.
Okay, I got you. Oh, and it might have been like with a – I don't remember. I'll just shut up. So, like, you know, Micah and I, we put in for the elk tags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't put in for the bear tags because, honestly, we were like, how the hell
– We don't have the time to go down there and figure out how to hunt them.
Like, how would we hunt these things? And, you know, we don't live in one of those zones. And we felt like we were just going to waste a tag if we got one and we wanted someone who was actually going to use it to, you know, get the tag. So, because that's the biggest thing in Missouri, which we'll talk about as you get into how you hunted these things, you can't bait them as part of the season.
And any other bait or any other bear season, I feel like they always bait.
A lot of them I know.
When you see bear hunting on TV or whatever, it's always over bait or some sort of thing like that.
So definitely adds an element of difficulty to it. So, okay, you found out about it and you were obviously excited.
Yeah.
And then probably like, what zone did you draw for? There was three zones, correct?
Yeah. I drew for zone 1.
Which is what general portion of the state?
Southwest Missouri.
Okay. So once you like got over the excitement of, you know, having it, did you have this moment of like, oh shit, like how am I going to do this? What are we going to do? What was your plan, I guess, from there on? Like how did
this?
You
Yes, prior to getting the tag, have you ever seen a bear before?
Or hunted them?
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
So like,
that's all new to me.
So once you drew it, what was your all's plan? Like, what did you start doing to kind of get ready to go hunt these things?
Well, we kind of joked about it because, like you said, we have no idea how to hunt a bear. Like, what the hell do we do? So we started watching YouTube videos, listening to podcasts. We talked to people in Arkansas who we just find on Instagram or whatever, and they can bait, obviously, but we can't do that. So they suggested like different scents you can use. Then we talked to someone in Alaska, and they said that they spot and stalk. Well, if you've ever been to southern Missouri, it's dense forest. You can't see, 100 yards in front of you. So we knew that wasn't going to work. So we just kept researching, watching videos. I have a friend who also has killed 2 black bears and 2 grizzly bears. And we talked to him about what bullets to use and what guns to use. And then, so we did a lot of scouting. We went there every weekend, which it was a lot of work. We missed out on a lot back home because it was all summer, lasted all summer. But
so you found out in July, you say, right? July 1st. And season started July season started when again?
October 18th.
So you had basically, you know, over 3 months.
Like, how far away from where you live, how far away was your hunting? I mean, is it a pretty good clip? Or?
Well, Nevada's at least a little bit south, so, you know, probably wasn't too terribly bad, I guess. But
yeah, it was 2.5 hours.
That's still pretty bad.
I mean, that's...
yeah, it's still a drive.
That's no fun.
I was thinking it would have been closer than that. So, yeah, that's still pretty far.
We spent a lot of nights in hotels.
Yeah, I get it. Once you found out you had the tag, what stipulations were with the tag? Could you only shoot boars or like how, what was the setup on the stipulations with the tags?
Yeah, so it just had to be a bear that was by itself. It couldn't be like with two bears and you shoot one, or like a sow and cubs.
So you didn't have to like try to figure out if it was a boar or not. Like before you shot it, right? That's the only thing. Remember when we went to Colorado a few years ago?
Yeah.
We got the
bear tag.
Add-on bear tags, and it was like $100. We got an add-on archery tag when we were hunting elk, and I'm like, sure, I guess if I. Well, then one of the things it said was you couldn't shoot like a nursing sow, and I'm like, how the hell would I know that?
Yeah.
If I'm gonna shoot the thing, like, would you go ask it? Hey, do you have any?
You gotta try milk cubs? It first.
Yeah, like, and so. That's the one thing one question I was going to ask you is, like, what stipulations were there and how would you have had to go about it? So, basically, it just had to be alone in that situation. That makes it a little easier for you guys.
Right.
So, a summer full of scouting, essentially.
Did you guys, did y'all put cameras out?
Yeah, we put a lot of cameras out.
Okay.
The main thing we did was look for scat, any kind of trails, bear markings, which is where they'll rub their claws and bite, like just posts or trees to rub their scent all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So we look for that, and just any travel corridors, and we just put cameras all over the place.
Was then, your scouting pretty... Go ahead, sorry. Yeah.
We had a lot of bears on camera.
That's good. I was going to say, was it pretty successful, like your scouting trips in the bear or in the cameras?
We had a lot. I know we had, I mean, it's hard to tell the difference between what bears what, but we did have my bear on there several times, multiple times. And then we had a bigger boar. I would say it was double the size of mine, which is what I wanted, but can't be picky. And then we did have a sow and two cubs. And then we had two younger bears.
So, like, we're hardcore deer hunters. I mean, we hunt other stuff, but, you know, you answered turkey, we would have answered whitetail, right? Yeah. And, you know, during the summer especially, like, you can pattern a whitetail.
Yeah.
A lot of whitetail, at least. It gets a little harder as the season goes, but could you, like, were your bears patternable, or were they just, like, randomly all over the place?
They were random. Sometimes it would be early morning. We got a lot of night pictures, which kind of sucked, but it's cooler during the night, so we figured that's probably why. And then sometimes we'd get a noon picture, sometimes we'd get 3 or 4 p.m., but
just random.
It was very random, yeah.
No pattern at all.
Did you have an area that was, like, hotter with camera action and sign that you found that you were at least able to say, hey, when the season starts, we'll
start here.
We'll start here.
Yeah, we had a big travel corridor that we had a lot of bear pictures on, and that's the one that we set up on.
How many acres were you covering? Or do you think, how many did you have access to hunt or whatever?
Probably 200 or so.
Okay, so, I mean,
at least it wasn't like...
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah. So when you... It sounds like you had your homework kind of like set up, at least like, okay, we've been down here enough times, we had them on camera, so when the season started, could you can hunt them with a rifle or a bow, like it didn't matter? Okay,
right.
So, and I know you harvested with a rifle since Micah asked a question 5 seconds into the
well, sometimes show. We don't ask that question and people are like, well, how do you get them? Or how'd she get them?
But anyways, so once the season started, just kind of start taking us through it.
Yeah,
like,
take us.
How many days from the day the season started until you harvested the bear was it?
Sure. So it took me 4 days.
Okay.
I was just very patient, which really sucked. It was awful. My phone died every night.
So you could hunt like from dusk to dawn, I'm assuming?
Yeah. 30 minutes.
Or dawn to dusk. I said that backwards. Yeah.
30 minutes before, 30 minutes after.
Yeah,
just like
so, yep. Anyways, so I originally took off 3 days of work. And on the third day, I didn't have a bear. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to take off or go to work or something. Well, the next day, I was going to get a different wind. So I was like, I have to hunt. It's going to be a good wind. It's going to be a heavy wind. And it's going to push my scent further. Because you can't beat a bear's scent or their nose. You just can't beat it. And we did try to beat it. We washed our clothes in scent killer. We put them in a tote, sprayed them down, everything you could do. But it wasn't working. So I took off the next 2 days.
Did you have any encounters during those first three?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
And would you say that, I mean, I'm assuming bears see good too, but that is the big thing that you had to beat was its nose.
Its nose, yeah.
So it's kind of like whitetail hunting in that aspect where like you play the wind and you're really not going to trick them probably most likely.
Right. So I think they can see as good as a whitetail, but their scent is much stronger than a whitetail.
Okay.
Or their smell. I keep saying scent, but.
Yeah, it's all right.
it was hard. And then I knew the weekend that was coming up, it was just going to rain the whole time. So I knew that was probably not going to be a good option. Mm-hmm. So that's what I took off. But
So you took off those two extra days.
Were you, now, just before she gets into day four, were you hunting out of tree stands, like blinds? Yeah, how were you hunting them?
Tree stand. We set up two different tree stands just to play the wind if it switched up on us.
Mm-hmm.
Was your fiance with you?
Yeah, did you, or were you on your own on that one?
First 3 days, he was with me. The final day, he was 2.5 hours away.
Oh, no, of course.
And then after I shot about 3:30, and I called him, no answer. Called him again, no answer. Kept calling. Probably called him, I don't know, 25 times. My sisters called him. I told my brother to go to our house, wake him up. Anyways, I got him up, he answered my phone finally. And I was like, shot a fucking bear, man.
That's awesome. Okay, so.
He couldn't believe it. It was awesome.
So, yeah, let's just take us through. I'm assuming they were all day sits. Like, were you getting down type of deal? Or were you just basically, I'm here from sun up to sundown?
Yep, I stayed there all day. Brought food with me.
Yeah, those can be long days.
They can smell, but.
And you didn't see a single bear in the first three?
No. It was terrible.
Did you at least see like deer or anything fun? Like,
I saw a couple turkeys.
Oh, yeah, that can make for a long day.
Yeah.
I just had 3.5 hours in a tree stand that I didn't see a single animal other than a freaking bird. And I like to go crazy. Like, where are the deer at?
As long as I'm seeing stuff, I'm fine. But if I ain't seeing nothing after 3 or so hours, I get pretty bored.
Yeah, which is why your phone died.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, take us, just start day four and like how it went and just go through it.
So day four, and I was by myself, so I had to walk in the dark by myself. It was nerve-wracking because
there's bears out there.
Yeah, there's bears, there's predators. Anyway, so get to my stand, 12:01 p.m. comes around, getting pretty bored, starting to doubt the hunt, like it's not gonna happen. Well, anyways, three came around, and I was like, man, I hope it happens. Wind's good. Everything's good. And then luckily, this bear came in. And at the time, I just saw it at the corner of my eye, and I looked over, and it's this big black bear. And I was like, holy shit, that's a bear. It's going to happen. So I pulled my gun up, and I got on him, and he looked at me a couple times while I was doing this. And I just followed him for a little bit, and I probably watched him for about 2 minutes before I shot. But I shot, and
how far was he when you initially saw him?
I would say 60 to 70 yards.
He was pretty close.
Yeah, that's not too far.
Yeah.
So, and he was aware of your presence, but not bothered by you, apparently?
It was kind of like a white tail. Like, they're not sure, but they know that something's moving. Just unsure. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so after I shot, I got down from my tree stand and just walked to where I shot because he had jumped and ran off. And then, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I hit him good or because, you know, you'd think you'd drop him at 60 yards. So I walked up there, hardly any blood, just like little drops. But they say when you shoot a bear, the fur of it just absorbs it.
Yeah, they don't. I've always heard they don't bleed that good. Yeah,
they don't bleed.
As far as trails. Blood trail.
Yeah. And so I went to the edge of like where it got really thick foresty area and there was just like pin drops of blood. And I was like, oh shit. Like I started getting a little sick, stressed out.
My damn fiance won't answer his phone.
Yeah. Exactly. So he finally answered. And him and my brother came. Together.
So you had a 2.5 hour like wait of no fun. Yeah.
And I just waited because I wasn't going to track it by myself. And if it's wounded, it's probably going to attack you if you get up on it.
Yeah.
Which I did have a pistol too. But anyway, so he got there and we're like, well, we're not going to be able to track it because it's not bleeding. So we just started walking, which we hate doing. But yeah, I was 40 yards away, double lung and heart shot. So even if it's a good shot, they're not going to bleed.
Yeah. It was right there. You just,
Right.
Yeah. What were you shooting with? Like, what was your caliber?
Seven mag.
Seven mag.
Yep.
And for the gun nuts, and you might not know, but like what type of
bullet
round did you find that you thought was best to use?
I used an AccuBond.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember how many grains you're through?
I think it was 150.
Okay. I was going to say somewhere around 150, 180, something like that. Yeah. Because it's very similar. A 7 mag is very similar to a 300 Win. Okay. I mean.
Sure.
As far as close, at least. And, you know, I would think, and that, I think that's what I shoot, is 160s or 150s.
People don't care.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of gun nuts that listen to us. Okay, so didn't go 40.
Yeah.
But they got there. You guys found it. And, I mean, what did you think? Could you?
I mean.
I couldn't believe it because I was all worked up thinking I didn't get it. My fiance was worked up. He's like, that's not good blood. And I was like, oh, God. It was awful. But, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I don't know. I just can't explain it. It's indescribable.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Awesome feeling.
Have you decided if you're going to do full body mount or are you just going to do the bear rug?
I'm going to do a full body mount.
There we go. That's sweet.
Yeah.
So when you tagged it and all that, did like conservation come out and meet with you?
No,
like I know all the elk people, like they're right there and like, boom.
Yeah, what I've heard. And yeah, I called it in and everything and didn't get a call. Didn't get anything really.
Huh. I'll be danged.
Yeah.
Surprises me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so did you weigh it and all that and all the stats?
Yeah. Yep.
How much did it weigh?
268 pounds.
That is not a little animal.
No.
And that you said that wasn't the big boar.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
So how big are you thinking that one? I mean, if you were saying it's twice, so you're thinking like a 500-pound bear?
Possibly? I'm thinking probably at least 400 pounds.
Wow.
Those are big.
He was big.
What are some other stats they take on bears?
I think it's their head, ain't it?
Yeah, their skull.
Yeah, the skull.
Yeah, that's how you determine if it books. But, I mean, we haven't done that yet because it's at the taxidermist.
Gotcha.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, if you think about Missouri in the last 3 years, 2 years ago, we had our first elk season ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year... we have our first black bear season, and it's just really cool to talk to some of the people, excuse me, last year we talked to three of the five elk hunters when they got their tags, and then we talked to all three of them again, I think, after they killed theirs. And like this year we talked to the guy that was the first person to kill one with a bow. And it's cool to talk to, you know, the elk people and now the bear folks about just
the experience.
Yeah. And we're all, you know, it's a cool testament to like how conservation can work. And, you know, people who actually are gonna like respect what we have. You know, you put your homework in. You did exactly what me and Micah said we wouldn't have the time to do, which is why we didn't put in for the drawing.
Right.
And then another really cool thing is like a bear is such a different animal than what we're used to in our state. As far as like a deer, like, you know what a deer tastes like. Everybody's had deer.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever eaten a bear.
I don't think I have either. Have you
ate some of it yet?
Yeah, we ate some bear steaks. It's pretty greasy, but it's not bad.
You need to get on. There's another podcast that we work with that's actually on our network. He's called The Huntivore.
And all he does
And all he does, it's wild game cooking.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I guarantee you, his name's Nick Otto. I guarantee you he could help you out with some great bear recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you could probably even look him up on Instagram or whatever, or Facebook. And I'll put in a good word. And if you're looking for some good recipes, I guarantee you he could find a way for you to like it a little better. Because that's what I've heard, is bear can be a little greasy.
Yeah, I heard you definitely you can't eat it rare either, because they got trigonosis.
Yeah.
So that'd be a bad deal.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Worms, pretty much. Like, it'll really mess you up.
The parasite.
I'll be damned. Learn something new every day.
Steve Rinella got it.
Did he really?
Yeah. Quite a few years ago.
From a bear?
Yep. Ate a bear too raw. So.
Oh, wow.
So, like, the exact opposite way you would eat an elk.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I think you got to cook it to at least 140. I think 140 degrees at least, or something like
I'm
that.
I'm not sure, but probably. Yeah. I didn't cook it, so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now you can, like I said, get a hold of him, or at least, like, go through his podcast or whatever, and he might have an episode on bears, but. Yeah, he's amazing at what he does. Mm-hmm. He just knows how to cook every type of wild game, really. So, well, Kelsey, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is absolutely awesome that you were able to kill a deer and without baiting.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like that's the biggest thing, is what Micah and I wanted to ask you is, how the hell did you do that?
Yeah.
Because from what I've always known is you really can't pattern them. It's a bear. They've got big old territories, and they move around and do what they feel like doing.
They're like
like 20 miles a day.
Yeah, they're like raccoons, and they'll just eat whatever. Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah.
And so, like, how the hell? And then you can't bait it. Yeah. Like if you could bait a bear, I'm guessing it'd be a little bit easier, because you know, they'd have something to come eat every day. But it's like, how the hell are they gonna do it? Yeah. And especially like you said, Southwest Missouri and the mountains. How are you going to find these freaking bears you know, randomly?
Not only that, but you have to be, I mean, if you do have bait, you have to be attentive to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't be there every couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's unrealistic.
Did you shoot him in the, like, were you hunting in the timber, or were you out in like a pasture or anything?
I was in the timber and had just a little bit of an opening inside of the timber, but that was it.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, which makes it a little harder. You know, you don't have like a 200-yard field to
right. You can't cover a bunch of ground.
Right. And I feel like, I mean, just from what we saw, is they don't really go out in the open. I mean, if they do, it's probably rare, but they don't want to be seen.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah, no, like we've stumbled on them a few times in Colorado hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, holy shit, there's a bear 20 yards from me sleeping under a tree. God. And I'm like, I'm glad I didn't step on that damn thing or whatever.
But as soon as they notice you, boop, they're gone.
Yeah.
Out of there.
Yeah. Which that one, I still can't believe that thing had no idea we were there.
Right.
It was actually.
Not that, but they are so quiet.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a thing when it was coming up.
Yeah. No.
It wasn't very far.
And it's amazing how, like, now we can't guarantee this, but. Not to get off on a tangent, but I said we do that in this show. So my brother-in-law killed a bull And the next day, so we, you know, we quartered it and everything, and then took it down off the mountain. The next day, we went by the kill site again, and that whole carcass had been drug. What do you think, 60 yards?
Probably, and picked clean.
60 yards under a pile of brush, and then picked clean, like nothing left. Not even like a speck of whatever was left behind. Because all the guts were left behind and everything.
Yeah, there was nothing.
And it was gone. And we're like, that had to have been a bear.
Well, I don't think a coyote couldn't have drugged the carcass, I doubt.
Right.
But, yeah, so it not and, saying nothing well, else. Well, and then
the reason we say
it,
that is like 2 days after that, that's when we stumble upon this bear up, you know, 200 feet from that or whatever.
Yeah.
Sleeping, you know, like he was fat and happy is under, what I'm saying.
Yeah, underneath a tree.
Yeah.
Well, we went back the following weekend to get our stands and everything. And, yeah, the bear carcass and guts were gone.
Were they?
Yeah.
Don't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nature's – damn, good. Nature, you scary.
Yeah.
I told you about Caden's deer guts from last weekend.
No.
I dumped the deer guts behind our pond just because I knew coyotes. Like, less than 24 hours, everything was gone.
Yeah, coyotes are good at that.
Yeah. It's like, but how do they know it's there that quick? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
They can smell.
They can smell. So, anyway, Kelsey, congratulations. What an awesome, like, first experience with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm guessing you might put in going forward now.
Can you put in again?
Oh, yeah. How's that work?
I can. I know with the elk tag, you can't.
Right.
For I don't know how many years. 10 years.
10 yeah. if you draw.
If you draw. Yeah.
Yeah, if you draw. Yeah, so far right now, you can reapply.
Awesome.
Nice. That's pretty awesome.
Next year will be less of a chance to get it, but
I'm going to try. If you draw again next year, we're going to have to figure out what you're doing.
It's rigged.
Like, it's rigged. Yeah. Hey, do you know how many people put in for the bear?
6,300.
How many?
6,300.
Almost as many for the elk.
Yeah, there was 9,000 for the elk this year.
Yeah.
Which is half of what the first year was.
So you basically
Yeah, the first year there was over 20,000 applicants. This year there was 9,000 and something.
Yeah. So less than half from the first year. Yeah. So, like, I would assume the bear season would be similar.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like the first season, everybody makes a big deal of it and it just becomes less of a big deal. So your odds might even go up next year. Plus, it's 400 out of 6,300 or whatever. So
odds are a little better.
I don't know math, but that's, you know, like better than one in 9,000.
Yeah.
So awesome. Before we hop off with you, do you have any parting words of wisdom?
I don't think so. Just be patient when you hunt.
Yeah, that's good advice that I probably ought to take her advice right now, shouldn't I?
For sure.
I'm going a little crazy with deer right now. They're pissing me off.
He becomes a big old baby whenever things don't go his way.
That's not true.
Me and Andy get the brunt end of it.
I wouldn't say that's how it is. I just like to bitch about it. What's the problem?
It's accurate. I'm just saying.
All right, Kelsey, we appreciate you hopping on with us today. Congratulations on your black bear, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you might as well take us out now.
That was the Missouri Woods.
No, that's not how we're doing it.
No, we can't do that. But thank you, Kelsey, for coming on, giving us a little glimpse into what it's like hunting bears in Missouri. So, you know, I'm sure we've got a lot of listeners out there that were pretty curious about it, because I know I was.
Yeah, like when we booked this with her, I was like, I have no idea what I'm asking her. I mean, what I'm talking about.
Right. I mean,
you know. So, like, it was pretty cool to hear. Honestly, my favorite part was, like, when she was telling us how they were scouting for them.
Yeah.
You know, using cameras.
They put a lot of time in. Cause
every weekend, yeah.
So, 5 hours every weekend just driving and then doing all that. We should have asked how many specific cameras, like, total, how many cameras she put out. I forgot to ask that.
That's right. I'm sure it was – I would guess at least six. So let's just say that.
I'm going to assume four. So
you're going to assume four. I'm going to say more than six.
Okay, whatever. But
and we'll never know. Kelsey, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, maybe go ahead.
Send me a message and tell me how many cameras you had out, and then me and Micah will we'll have a little bet on who's right. I guarantee you. I say you had more than six.
I'm saying four.
Poor cameras.
I know. I feel like I'm shooting kind of low. Yeah, you're going to feel like low. I'm shooting low.
But, you know, it was really cool to see how she, how they scouted. And then, you know, honestly, it kind of seemed a lot like deer hunting.
Yeah,
once it hit, you know, in a tree stand. You're not going to beat their noses, especially right. A bear. I've heard like a dog has got a nose that's 7 times stronger than a deer.
Mm-hmm.
And a bear is even stronger than a dog, possibly.
I mean, it makes sense.
Let me Google that shit. isn't that how it goes? Let me Google that shit.
I've never heard that, but okay. I mean, I've heard of Googling.
I'm going to start talking. Keep talking while I'm Googling. Is a bear's nose.
We need a Jamie. That's what we need.
Who's a Jamie?
Off the Joe Rogan show?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that dude. He's legit. Like, if I could say, you know how everybody says, hey, Siri,
mm-hmm.
and their phones go off or whatever? Like, I wish you could just say, hey, Jamie, and then it pops up.
Bears are known to be able to smell 100 times better than a dog.
100 times.
100 damn. Times.
Yeah, so they got a snout on them.
So you're not going to beat them.
No.
Like, they're going to smell you.
And, you know, they're, I don't know what I'm trying to say. They definitely don't want to be seen, you know, I guess you get up north and stuff, you'll see bear neighborhoods knocking over trash cans. I don't think you're going to see that in Missouri for a while.
I just thought of this. What? You know why a bear doesn't want to be seen?
Why?
Because it's in his birthday suit.
That's it for us today, guys. Y'all have a wonderful week.
How come Andy can do dad jokes, but I can't? I thought of that one by myself.
I know you did.
It was all by myself.
Tell.
Get it? Birthday shoot. Oh, it's late. We're having fun.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Till the next time.
All right. See you guys.